And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Cottonwood Area Transit, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the mayor of the city of Prescott, Greg Mangarelli.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. My name is Greg Mangarelli, mayor of the city of Prescott, and your host today. We have another amazing show for you today. We're going to be talking all about the holidays in Arizona's Christmas City. My guests today are Kendall Jaspers with Prescott Downtown Partnership, Scott Curry, and Robert Coombs with the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. We'll be right back after these messages to talk about all things in Arizona's Christmas City.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Thanksgiving has always been a special time for the Barrett family. As we gather around our table, we reflect on how grateful we are for the opportunity to have served Yavapai County for almost 60 years. Your business has allowed us to help others in our community, including the Breast Care Center, 4-H, local veterans groups, and more. And remember, for staying warm, drying your clothes, and yes, even roasting your Thanksgiving turkey, count on the Barretts, just as families have for three generations. You have our name on it. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
This Thanksgiving Day, bring the entire family to Cliff Castle Casino and Hotel for a Thanksgiving feast like no other. Indulge at Mountain Spring Buffet or Storytellers for our mouth-watering specials, delicious sides, and delectable desserts. Treat yourself and the family this holiday season. We'll see you at the castle this Thanksgiving Day. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com to see our full menu of dining specials. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place for holidays.
Prescott Brewing Company's 25th annual November Sausage Month starts November 1st and runs all month long. Think a hot link sausage hoagie with peppers and onions, jalapeno cheddar smoked sausage, hot Italian sausage served over rotini with PBC's specialty spinach pesto, and jambalaya with andouille shrimp over hot right rice. A different entree each week of the month. At only $13.99, you can enjoy all four. Stop in any time for a great meal and great beer. Prescott Brewing Company, Prescott's hometown brewery for over a quarter of a century.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. This is one of my favorite ads, so I'm bringing it back. Years ago, I noticed a poster in the break room of our Prescott store. It was titled, An Old Cowboy's Advice, and I just had to revisit it. Its advice is timeless, like life is simpler when you plow around the stump. And a bumblebee is considerably faster than a John Deere tractor. Then there's, don't corner something that you know is meaner than you. And last but not least, most of the stuff people worry about ain't never going to happen anyway. Good common sense, just like Olson's. Our mission is the healthy feeding of your livestock and pets from a common sense perspective. We think local, we speak local, and we care local, and we only carry the best feed, hay, and pet food. You'll find us in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, and on the web at olsonsgrain.com. By the way, in case you're wondering what Olson's common sense saying is, why, good enough just isn't, of course.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the city of Prescott, Greg Mangarelli.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to KQ&A Talk of the Town. We have a great show today talking about all the great holiday events happening around the city of Prescott. My first guest is Kendall Jaspers with the Prescott Downtown Partnership. Welcome to the show, Kendall.
Wow, thank you. Good to be here.
Well, thanks for coming in this rainy afternoon. So I know you and the Prescott Downtown Partnership are involved in quite a bit that happens downtown all year long. This time of year, it's all about the holidays. So tell the listeners a little about your role with Christmas and the holidays in downtown Prescott.
Well, we managed to stay busy during the months leading up to the courthouse lighting. Now, right now, we're about two-thirds of the way with all the lights up. But we maintain and warehouse and put up the lights for the courthouse lighting. That's part of our job.
You do that yourself?
The partner, yeah, as long as there's no ladders, you know, and yeah, but it's a little bit exciting. But we, so anyway, we put the lights up. We have different volunteer groups that help us. It's pretty cool. Okay. It's, you know, it takes a village, and we've got one. We've got, Unisource comes in and does one side, and APS does a side, and the, Cable One, or Sparklight, excuse me, does a side. And all that happens in one day.
Wow.
And we have to do it that way because the courts are in session.
Oh, okay.
A lot of the other time, and the utility companies have a hard time getting their equipment.
Right.
You know, they can't just trot off with it. So we do those in one day. And that's always kind of exciting because there's a couple of lifts and some cranes, and it's impressive.
Well, I've been watching there, Kendall. Just lights have been going up for quite some time, actually, on the trees and whatnot. And so it's fun to see, and I know it is a big job, and I appreciate what you guys do to get that done. What is your relationship with the chamber in terms of the courthouse, the lights on the courthouse?
Well, the chamber and the Prescott Downtown Partnership partner on this whole thing. The chamber is primarily the fundraiser. Mm-hmm. I don't do money. I just do grunt work. But the chamber is in charge, and they also put the program on during the, I'm stealing Scott's thunder here, or somebody's probably. But, we do a lot of things together, not just the courthouse lighting.
Sure.
So it's fun. We've got some cool stuff going on with it this year too.
Well, that's great. So Kendall, moving on a little bit here, you do a Christmas mug every year. So tell us a little bit about that and where listeners can purchase those.
Okay. We do that as a fundraiser for the courthouse lighting. This year we ordered 1,800 cups. We're about maybe 80% of the way have them sold. Hmm. So, and we've only had them for a week. So they're going pretty well.
What kind of money do you raise? Well, you're not a money guy, you said.
Well,
earlier,
I do for this. I am a money guy for this project. This is a PDP project. So
what does it raise?
Last year we raised $5,600.
Oh, great.
Yep. And just so you know, the Prescott Downtown Partnership and the Chamber both contribute directly $5,000 in cash, too. So we provide a lot of support for the courthouse lighting.
Well, I'm looking at a mug right now. I wish I could show our listeners. It's beautiful. Santa is sitting in a horseshoe here with a lariat and some cowboy boots on. So, again, where can folks pick these up?
Well, the places that carry the most of them is, all right, Robert, the Chamber of Commerce always carries a lot of them. The Old Capital Market carries a ton of them. And then there's some other retail places around that carry them. It's pretty neat. A lot of businesses will buy a case and use it just to do something for their help, for their good customers or for their employees. I know I got a wife that has a business and she buys a case of those and they go to, fills them with chocolate and they go to her clients.
Yeah, so that's nice.
Yeah.
I need to fill in our listeners here. I think, you know, I mentioned that Scott and Robert were going to be on the show with us and they are actually sitting here with us right now and we keep alluding to them. But guys, thanks for, coming into the studio early here while we talk to Kendall. And let me just jump back, to Scott. You know, you were talking about, the different groups that help put up the lights. Scott, can you tell us a little bit about the sponsors? Do you have some major sponsors, Scott or Robert, I guess, for funding for the courthouse lighting?
Well, actually, the major sponsors for the courthouse lighting is the community. The community is one of our biggest sponsorships for that, but we have other sponsors that sponsor the parade and things like that. That would be Finley Auto Group, Yavapai College, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Thumby Medical Center, Prescott True Value, Foothills Bank, just to name a few of them.
Sure.
But I would say the main sponsor is you and I and all our listeners out there. I get donations that come into the Chamber of Commerce for $5, sometimes $1, and we'll take them and get them over because it costs quite a bit of money to do the lights every year.
Well, I think it's great, Robert, and I appreciate you saying that. Mm-hmm. And I think it's good our listeners know that there's no major corporate sponsorship happening on the courthouse lighting. This was a grassroots effort really from the beginning,
right.
And maybe Kendall can speak to that a little bit.
With APS helps out quite a bit. Unisource helps out quite a bit. And there's probably quite a few like that too, right?
Sure. There's takes about $80,000 to put the whole thing on.
We just had our major fundraiser, though, for the courthouse lighting. That was at Jersey Lilies. And that was, I've heard this year, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but
$25,000, I think, so far. And still
just
ongoing. Yeah, just for that night for the Jersey Lily fundraiser. Yeah,
I think that was due to the good auctioneer they had that night, guys.
Yeah,
I think
that would be Greg Mangarelli here. Yeah, he was great. If you weren't there, you should have been there.
Well, again, I think, you know,
if we could just get you to come out of your shell, you know.
Well, I think it's really cool for our community to know here, guys, that the majority of funding, like Robert said, comes from individuals throughout the community that appreciate the lights on the courthouse, and whether it's through the auction at the Jersey Lily or donations coming through the chamber or PDP or the mugs or whatever it might be, it's a whole community effort, not just putting up the lights, but actually raising the money to
do it.
Yeah, every year.
Every year.
Yeah, about $80,000 every year.
Mm-hmm. And that just is bare minimum. It doesn't really do anything but get them up, and hopefully not a lot of maintenance. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's getting more expensive all the time.
Yeah, understood. Yeah. Well, let me turn a corner here, and let's talk a little bit about the Holiday Light Parade, Kendall. Tell us about the details around the Holiday Light Parade.
Okay, Holiday Light Parade is the 30th of November this year. Yeah, that's Saturday. We have it the Saturday following Thanksgiving every year. It is absolutely the most hometown local parade you'll ever see.
Mm-hmm.
We have 36 entries this year.
Great.
There's people from businesses. There's people from schools, the fire department. There's families that have put up floats. Mm-hmm. It's really fun. It lasts about 40 minutes. It's not a long parade because you're going to stand. It starts at 6 in the evening. Usually takes about 40 minutes to get everybody around. And it's a ball. And afterwards, if weather permitting, and, you know, usually we get it done, we have an event after that follows it on the Mile High Middle School, and we call that our after party. And we have a bonfire, and we have Christmas music, we have elves giving candy canes out to people. It's just a fun night. And then the really highlight of it is Chris Cugno, and he and I have worked on this, and Chris has been the real impetus on this. It's a racing reindeer, and it's reindeer that, you know, silhouette reindeer with LED lights on them, and they're sequenced so they hop one at a time. They go through a cycle, and that goes back to when the county used to have them on the square, and people would mess with them at night. Yeah. You know,
I remember
it was funny. So anyway, that's what we have going on with the light parade. It's actually gotten real popular. So
yeah, is there a theme for the parade, Kendall? Or?
Yeah, come on out. You know, I mean, we're just glad to have 36 entries and people are willing to work at that. And so, you know, and it's mostly locals, and that's very cool.
Well, it's the kickoff for the season.
It is.
That's right. I appreciate that too. You know, it's folks with bicycles, and they put lights on them, and there's, like you said, family groups that'll do something, and it's a lot of fun. November 30th, 6 p.m., and then stick around, like Kendall said, for the bonfire, reindeer races, and other fun stuff over at Mile High.
That's it.
So that covers, and the Holiday Light Parade, of course, is around the plaza downtown.
Right, it goes. Yeah. It takes the traditional parade route, except we run it backwards.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it starts at the middle school instead of ending. We do that because it was easier to handle some of the larger pieces of equipment.
Got it.
And we don't have to close as many streets.
Yep. And we like that.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate the information on the Holiday Light Parade. Like Robert said, it does kick off our season here for Christmas, Arizona's Christmas City. You've talked a little bit about what Prescott Downtown Partnership does during the holidays. We have just about a minute or so here, Kendall. Anything else you want to mention in regard to the holidays or Prescott Downtown Partnership?
Well, you know, the holidays is, of course, a big thing. And it's a big economic driver for the whole town. Brings lots of people to town. People love it. We get lots of out-of-towners. And a couple of things we also do is we do the summer concert series.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a big hit. We do the flower baskets downtown. We maintain the kiosks and keep them current and put calendars on them. You know, generally do things to support the merchants downtown.
Yeah, I know it's great work that you guys do down there, Kendall, and I know you've been at it a long time. It's very important supporting our...
How long do you think?
Well, I'm not going to talk about how many decades you've been doing this, but anyway... sincerely, appreciate your work supporting small businesses in the downtown area. It's very important, and I would ask our listeners to do the same. Follow Kendall's lead on that and shop locally, shop downtown, and support those merchants that we have doing business downtown.
That's great. Yeah. Well, we appreciate it.
Well, Kendall, I appreciate you being on the show. That's all we have for this section of the holiday radio show today, talking about the courthouse lighting and the holiday light parade and everything that Prescott Downtown Partnership does to support that. Thanks so much for being on the show, Kendall. We're going to be right back after some messages to talk to Scott and Robert about some more holiday events downtown. We'll be right back after these messages.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Hi, Bruce. Are you waiting for the Verde Links?
Yes, I'm going to Grandma's for Thanksgiving.
Where does she live?
Over the river and through the woods. The horse knows the way to carry the sleigh through the white and drifting snow.
What horse and what sleigh?
Gotta go, Rudy. Here's my sleigh.
I don't see a sleigh, but I'm looking at a turkey. Happy Thanksgiving, Bruce.
You too, Rudy.
With Cottonwood Area Transit, you can go anywhere in the Verde Valley. For information, visit ride-cat.com.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers. From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, where it's heating season.
You mean duck season, don't you?
Heating season.
Duck season.
This could go on for a while, folks, so make sure you have your heating ducts checked and your furnace tuned up for winter.
Because it's duck season.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Take out the winter chill with Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. Call 928-567-2200 or visit GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the city of Prescott, Greg Mangarelli.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. You're listening to Talk of the Town, and I'm the mayor here on KQ&A. And now we're going to bring in Robert and Scott. And Robert is the Visitor Center Information Manager at the Chamber.
That'd be me.
All right. And Scott is the Special Events Manager for the Chamber of Commerce as well. So welcome to the show, guys. Again.
Thank you, Greg.
We talked to you a little bit ago, but we'll officially welcome you now. So, Scott, let's kick off first here and talk a little bit about Prescott's newest tradition, I guess, the third annual Grand Marshal event. Tell us a little bit about that, Scott.
Well, it is December the 5th, and it's at
the Grand Highland Hotel Ballroom, and it's a new ballroom.
The new one next to the outside court.
Mm-hmm. This is on Whiskey Row, right?
Yes. Right on okay. Whiskey yeah. Row. Yeah.
And it's our third annual, and it's sold out already.
Oh, I bet. Okay.
Yeah. And then Rob is going to tell you who our Grand Marshal is.
Oh, great. Sir.
And you know, if I know it's Scott just told you that it was sold out, but we're trying to get more space next door in the outdoor area because they actually have a small ballroom that's brand new. Mm-hmm. So you may want to call the chamber, 445-2000, just to see if maybe we do have some spaces available because it is a smaller event site than what we're kind of used to. Because it's a pretty big event for us. It's kind of the kickoff for the Christmas parade for us, too. So,
well, Robert, let me jump in here on that note. You know, there was a different ballroom that was larger.
Uh-huh.
But the point is it's got to be on or next to the plaza,
yeah,
right?
I mean,
that's the key.
We need to be able to see the plaza,
right.
Yeah, for sure.
Right.
And you know, we're community-based, of course, like everything is. We love being downtown. And we love supporting our local merchants downtown. And the Grand Highland Ballroom is our hotel and ballroom is one of our downtown merchants. They are so community oriented for other nonprofits besides ours. But this is the third annual Grand Marshal. You know, it's funny. Some people say gala. Some people say gala. You know, I say gala. I thought maybe that's because I'm from Boston. I don't know.
Well, it's a beautiful space. So who is the Grand Marshal, Robert?
The Grand Marshal this year is Ben Andre, and a lot of people may recognize that name. They would say, God, that name sounds familiar. Well, it should because Ben Andre started the True Value, Prescott True Value here in town.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when I first came into town, it was on Iron Springs Road, a real small little place, and they moved up to the current location now, and his daughter is actually running, actually owns the shop and is running True Value Hardware right now. But Ben Andre is very much a community leader. He's done a lot for the community. He's supported a lot of nonprofits that a lot of folks probably don't know.
He's a sleeping giant. He keeps to himself, and behind the scenes, he's a monster in what he does. So.
And it's hard to pull the information out of him because that's just the way he is. He says, he told me, I'm not sure I deserve this honor. I says, oh, my gosh. I says, wait till you come to this big party that we're going to have for you, the Grand Marshal Gala. And, again, that's Thursday, December the 5th. I don't have my glasses on.
Thursday.
Can you tell?
Yep.
The 5th at 6 o'clock, but. He's just going to be so excited. He's going to be bawling, I'm sure, on stage.
That's a great tribute. He's a great Grand Marshal.
He really is.
I applaud you guys for picking Ben. So in the earlier segment, guys, we talked about the first weekend kickoff, which was the Holiday Light Parade, November 30th.
Yep.
So now let's jump to the following weekend and talk about what's going on December 7th.
That's the big day in Prescott.
Uh-huh.
We start off with the parade that starts at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Rain or shine, it's going to happen. We have
snow.
Or snow.
We've had that a few times, and we get through it. It's fun with the snow, actually.
This is the second or third year that we've actually added horses to our parade.
Good.
So, and we have, I believe, 6 bands this year.
Great.
And bands always make a parade fun. And so we have about 97 entries.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So we'll go around the courthouse. So people come down, and then after the after the parade, Santa's going to stick around on the courthouse, and he'll be there to have his picture taken with the kids and even grown-ups that know what they want for Christmas. And they can stand in line, and we'll get all that done, and we'll have some entertainment going on. Probably starting around 5 o'clock, although there'll be music. I do understand after the parade, some of the bands are going to come down on the Gurley Street and
some of the marching bands.
Yes.
That would be cool.
Oh, that's great.
And
yeah.
Play their stuff, and then we'll have some music as it's being set up in the courthouse for the lighting, some entertainment. We'll start about 5 o'clock, And then at 6 o'clock, we'll have the ceremony start. And it's just amazing to see how many people you can fit in that space down there. And then when the lights come on, it's just magical.
Yeah. This is the official lighting when the lights come on for the first time of the season on December 7th at 6 p.m. So we need to have our Christmas list for Santa ready by December 7th is what I'm understanding.
Oh, yeah.
Probably
yes.
So.
Yeah. And do you think, Scott, that's happening about 3 o'clock, you said, after the parade's over?
Yes, it'll be about 3:30, and it'll go on till 5.
Yeah. So really what's happening here for families is they could come down and get set up for the parade, watch the parade, and then there's things going on from after the parade all the way through the courthouse lighting.
Correct.
So they should just plan on parking mm-hmm. in the parking garage and coming out and being there all afternoon, evening.
Yep. Yeah. There's plenty to do for the whole family.
Yeah. And, you know, grab a bite to eat down there. We will have, again this year for our, I believe it's our third year now, we're going to have four food vendors on Gurley Street.
Food trucks.
No, they'll be in tents.
Okay.
Because we can't put the trucks on the street like that. But anyways, just to help with the crowd.
Good.
You know, because not everybody can go sit.
Sure.
And
that's great. So did we talk about this theme for the parade yet?
No, I don't think so. It's a really cool theme. And I just wanted to remind everyone listening today that it's our 37th annual Christmas parade, which is a long time to be doing the Christmas parade.
Yeah.
And Greg, our theme this year is called An Ugly Sweater Christmas. And everyone has an ugly sweater.
You will see them all day.
I have my ugly sweater, but I think they're kind of cute myself in a funny sort of way.
Well, I will be pulling mine out for the parade when I walk.
The theme is going to be a blast, and it's creating a lot of excitement, I think. People are really excited to do that. And I think you're going to see some ugly sweater trucks and things like that.
Yes.
Oh,
the parade.
Fun. Oh, this will be great. That's a great one.
I would like to go back because you said food trucks. And I just want to say that there will most likely be food trucks on the corner of the lot there where Tour Prescott is. And so at opposite ends of the parade, we'll have food available and then along with all the restaurants.
Yeah, so what Scott's saying for our listeners, just to make sure we're clear, is on the southwest corner of the plaza, there's a empty lot next to the Chamber of Commerce, and there likely will be food trucks over there to help people out. Mm-hmm. After the parade or whenever you want to eat, you know, before the courthouse lighting.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And that's where we're going to have the Arizona Ranger tent, which will control for lost children and stuff like mm-hmm. that. If you ever become separated on that vacant lot will be where you'll end up.
You never know. Happens. They might have gone with Santa to the North Pole or something.
Yeah, that could be.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
So moving on from the parade a little bit, let's drill down a little bit on the lighting ceremony, because there may be listeners here that maybe have not done the lighting ceremony. Could be a new time-honored tradition for them. So we know it starts at 6 o'clock, but give us some highlights. What happens at the courthouse lighting?
We bring up the children of the community, and they're on the courthouse steps. There's probably 200 of them. And when they're up there at that time, Ken Bennett, who's well-known in our community, mm-hmm. will come and he'll actually read the Christmas story. And the children will sing the songs.
The hymns that go with the Christmas story. Yeah.
And it's just a moving experience.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
I've met four people who actually have moved to Prescott because they attended the courthouse lighting mm-hmm. and saw mm-hmm. it and thought, this is where I want to live.
Yeah. Well, and I have to tell you, of all our traditions, and we have many great traditions in Prescott, this is the one for me that is the most meaningful, Scott. That I think people are very moved from the songs and the readings and the whole thing culminating with the lights coming on. It's a very special, magical moment in Prescott.
Mm-hmm. We used to have four or five people with a plug, and at one time they'd have to just plug it in.
You've upgraded.
Yeah, we've upgraded that.
I like that.
We're LED now, so we're good.
So it's just a couple switches, and they all come on. But it's beautiful. We light over 100 trees.
I'm picturing Clark in the front yard you know, bringing the two ends of the cord together.
I think it was like that a couple of
years. Well, I can imagine. I can only imagine. Well, it's a wonderful ceremony, and people really need to come out. They bring their own chairs, of course. This is on the north side of the courthouse. And like you said, Scott, there's thousands of people that will be there for the courthouse lighting.
So and come it, early. Yeah,
yeah
come really early.
Really
come for
truly
the parade.
It is another community event.
Yes.
I mean, probably 80%, 90% of the people are Prescott people.
Right, local.
Or the Tri-City.
And you know what's so cool is I go to it every year. It's kind of a kickoff for me to be there no matter what, even if I'm there by myself, if my family doesn't happen to be here. It's a kickoff for me for the whole Christmas season. But I talk to people when I'm down there, and you talk to old kids that have actually stood on the steps and sang the Christmas story at some of the lighting ceremonies way back when. And I remember when I first got here to town, 1991, I think, is when I moved here. We had candles, but it's grown so much you can't really have candles anymore.
I guess you could have them, and we
had those too.
Yeah.
But I guess you could always bring down those battery-operated candles.
Absolutely.
It'd be kind of fun if everybody started that tradition up again.
Sure, no, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Anything else with the parade or the courthouse lighting that we've missed here, guys?
Just come on down and be warm.
Yeah, and it is the 65th annual courthouse lighting. I don't think we mentioned that.
Well, not to mention, we are Arizona's Christmas City.
We sure are. And I could talk about that a little bit if you want to
absolutely.
Talk about that. Yes, we are. Prescott, Arizona is Arizona's Christmas City, and it was proclaimed Arizona's Christmas City by then-Governor Rose Mofford in 1989.
Wow.
So.
That's a long
time. Yeah, it's a long time, but it's a really cool tradition.
And I know there's other cities out there that would like to grab
They would love that, yeah.
And they're not going to because we are.
Nope, and we keep the same ceremony every year, so it's kind of grandfathered in. And like Greg said, it's a time tradition.
Yep. No, I think it really does define us as Arizona's Christmas City.
Yep.
If you were to point to one event, one ceremony, that is the one that really kind of defines the fact that we are Arizona's Christmas City.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we thank Ken Bennett for participating in that. He's done that a long time. And we look forward to December 7th and those two major activities on that day. Well, let's move on. We just have a couple minutes here before a break, but I think we can start talking about and maybe, you know, be able to get through this. Acre Night is on December 13th.
Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th.
Acre Night.
So that'll be exciting.
We've been planning this now for, this is probably our fifth month of meetings as a very small Acre committee. I think there's maybe 9 or 10 of us. It takes that long for us to go through downtown to see who's new downtown and whether they're aware of what Acre Night is, whether they want to participate in Acre Night. And then we send out our invitations to the businesses. We get it back from them that they want to participate. And then what we do is we send out from what we do have invitations to musicians and groups, and then they send us back. And then we have one big matching party, and we try to put over 130 groups into 140 businesses.
So let's do this, Scott. We have about 30 seconds, a little bit of time left here before we go to a break. Give us a quick overview. Somebody's listening, and they're saying, what in the world is Acre Night?
Oh, J.S. Acre was a prominent businessman in Prescott, and when he passed on, he left a lot of his property and monies to the city, and he loved music, and he loved children. And so that's kind of what Acre Night started, was to introduce people to businesses downtown and raise money to support the music program in the Tri-City area.
And then really downtown, some streets are closed. People are out in the streets. It's kind of, in my view, a big community gathering downtown. People are meeting and greeting one another on the streets, but they're also popping into all these businesses, and there's music everywhere in all these businesses, and it is incredibly festive.
1 3-hour big party.
Yep. Well, that's a great overview. We're going to come back because I want to get to more details around Acker Night, but we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll talk more Acker. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley, in Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be back.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Maybe you've quit smoking years ago, or you could be a current smoker. Either way, you probably worry about your health, especially the possibility of lung cancer. The Lung Cancer Screening and Care Team at Yavapai Regional Medical Center understands this concern. Our team offers a yearly screening program that can detect lung cancer early, before you even have symptoms, and when it's most treatable. If a lung screening finds a potential health problem, you can count on YRMC's Lung Cancer Screening and Care for a complete diagnosis, advanced treatment, and outstanding recovery services. The latest lung cancer screening technology, an outstanding team of medical specialists, a knowledgeable patient navigator to support you. Lung Cancer Screening and Care at YRMC, inspired by you.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Wednesday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. Arizona Congressman Andy Biggs says testimony from Ambassador Gordon Sondland in the House impeachment hearing today was a lot of hearsay and presumptions on his part, but he also made a key admission.
Mr. Sondland testified today. He said, the president told me he didn't want anything, was for Zelensky to do what he campaigned on. What did Zelensky campaign on? Cleaning up the corruption in the Ukraine. Everyone who's testified that has any knowledge of the Ukraine here has said they are one of the most corrupt countries in the world. Corruption is endemic. And we're getting hundreds of millions of dollars worth of aid every year. He says, I presumed it was this. I believe somebody meant that. Again, so we're talking with hearsay and his opinion, not actual facts.
The Arizona Coyotes are back on the ice tomorrow night as they host the Toronto Maple Leafs, starring Scottsdale's Austin Matthews, right here on KQ&A. A blustery evening and Thursday in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, chilling to a rainy, very windy low near 36 after bedtime, with cold rain and very light overnight snow, chilling Thursday's high to only 42, clearing Friday, warming to a mostly sunny 45, and a sunny 52 Saturday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, storms staying around through late tomorrow night, chilling to a very rainy 41 overnight, with a wet and blustery 44 for Thursday's high, warming Friday to a mostly sunny 52, Saturday 61. Your KQ&A news and weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Wednesday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town Prescott continues in just a moment on KQ&A.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Thanksgiving has always been a special time for the Barrett family. As we gather around our table, we reflect on how grateful we are for the opportunity to have served Yavapai County for almost 60 years. Your business has allowed us to help others in our community, including the Breast Care Center, 4-H, local veterans groups, and more. And remember, for staying warm, drying your clothes, and yes, even roasting your Thanksgiving turkey, count on the Barretts, just as families have for three generations. You have our name on it. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Twas the month of December, a December to remember. At Cliff Castle Casino and Hotel, something big is coming. So magical and bright, making every family cheer with delight. Oh, to see the faces filled with glee as they skate on our ice rink or sit on Santa's knee. So bring the entire family. It's going to be so much fun. An amazing experience, second to none. See you this December, a December to remember. At Cliff Castle Casino and Hotel.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the city of Prescott, Greg Mangarelli.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. We're sitting here with Scott and Robert with the Prescott Chamber of Commerce talking about our Arizona's Christmas City and all the great events around the month of December. So, Scott, we were talking about Akronite. Like you said, it's this big block party, 3-hour block party downtown where you see people maybe you haven't seen for a while, out on the streets and sidewalks, but you're going into these businesses, to listen to music. So the date is December 13th. And what time does this start?
Well, our opening ceremony will be on Gurley Street. We set up a little stage there and it starts at 5 o'clock and we will have, the choir from the Prescott High School come to sing a few songs. We'll welcome everybody. We will, after the Prescott choir is done, we will have probably, I would say, 300 to 400 people out there, and we invite everybody to come to sing the Hallelujah Chorus. And that's amazing when you hear that many people sing that song.
The mayor's going to sing something there as well, right?
Well, that'll be a surprise.
Well, you know, there's a lot of people there, so you won't be.
Let's not say that.
We'll all kind of blend in.
That'll scare people away.
And then right after that, we're having the bagpipes come in.
Oh, great.
And kind of close the opening ceremony. And then at 5:30, 140 businesses with over 500 performers.
500 performers?
Yeah, that's groups. You know, little bands, little people. Yeah. And they all volunteer their time for this event.
Now, how does that work, Scott? You said 140 businesses, 500 groups.
Like at the Hacienda Hotel, they have probably 40 women who sing in a chorus.
Okay.
And they'll perform theirs. So with all the groups and bands and stuff like that, there's over 500 performers.
And is there a map? You know, I know this is generally downtown, but how do people know where to go?
Well, it's kind of like Disneyland. You'll never get to go everywhere.
Understood.
However, we are hoping that this year, just after Thanksgiving, we will have the programs, and they'll be available at the Chamber of Commerce. And other stores that are participating downtown will have some programs there. So people can go in and get a program and see who's who. It'll also be available online. It's real easy, akronite.com, and we'll have the program there. And between now and Akronite, there will be changes, and those will be updated on our website.
Yeah, akronite.com would be the absolute best place to go for information. So this is a fundraiser for scholarships for musicians, for
private
students.
Private lessons for kids from kindergarten to 12th grade.
Private lessons.
Yeah, and great. This year we gave out over 55 private scholarships, and this is for the student to go to a teacher and get private lessons.
Very good.
And then we also were able to give a little over $5,000 to each school district to their music program.
Wonderful.
And that helps them buy sheet music, tune pianos.
Wonderful. How is this money raised? How do people give?
Well, the businesses, actually, when they sign up to participate, they give us a nominal fee. And then the groups, in every store, we will have a scholarship tip bag. It'll say it right on it, tips for scholarships. And that goes into every store that has a group participating. And we encourage people to go to the bank, clear them out of their ones, fives, tens. And every store you go into, just drop a dollar, $5, $10 in that tip bag. And it grows. And then we have people put in checks because they believe what ACCR was set up to do is wonderful for our community. An example is if you haven't been to go see the Phantom of the Opera at the Yavapai College, mm-hmm. It's all local people.
Wonderful.
And if we can keep in Yavapai County that caliber of music growing throughout the years, then Akronite's a wonderful.
There's no doubt that what you're doing here, Scott, with Akronite and these scholarships, funding the schools, music programs, is going to continue to foster that musical talent in our city. And Scott mentioned that there will be tip bags. Bring your 20s, 50s, and 100s.
There you go. I like you.
for the tip bag. Anything else, Scott, with Akronite December 13th? I know it's akronite.com.
Yeah, we will have the Prescott High School band. They will be back by then. They're actually going to miss the Christmas parade this year because they'll be in Hawaii at the Pearl Harbor dedication.
Yes.
But they'll be back for Akronite. And they'll be standing around with tip bags on the street at different locations. Please support them. I want to mention two things. One is that Mile High Middle School will be open around the football field, not on the football field, but around the football field. We're able to park over 100 cars.
Great.
And so people can park there. Augie's up at Frontier Village is going to be running a shuttle from Augie's to downtown.
Great.
And so we're trying to get people back who say, I can't find a parking space. We got some solutions.
Yeah, no, that's good. I'm glad you do that. And then we also always want to promote our downtown parking garage that has several levels there behind Whiskey Row, which can be accessed off Granite Street. And, never hurts to get in a little walk. If you have to park four or five blocks away, that's okay.
And you just might be able to see a performing group two blocks away from downtown, three blocks away, because that's how much we're growing.
Yep. I love the fact that you're growing the downtown area. Well, Scott, thanks for your work on Akronite. It's a tremendous event, one of a kind, great purpose in raising money for scholarship, and great purpose just to get people downtown in our local businesses downtown. Well, I want to shift over to Robert. And, Robert, I want to do a couple things. I know you're looking at a calendar. One is, let's first talk about the boot drop. I want to make sure that we get that in the show here, because that's kind of the signals the end of the holiday season.
We'll kind of go backwards a little bit.
Right.
Yeah, the Whiskey Row boot drop is Tuesday, December 31st, and it's in downtown at historic Whiskey Row. And for those of you who have not gone to the boot drop, we have a big Western boot that we actually drop from the building on Whiskey Row, which is the Palace building, the Palace Restaurant and Saloon. And it's really cool to see. And it's kind of a big deal because they have food vendors on the street. And, it's kind of cold, but it should be cold, I think, on
New Year's Eve.
Yeah, it will be cold. Yeah. But there's a lot of fun. And I believe that everything starts probably around 4 o'clock and, of course, goes through midnight. But there are two boot drops that we do. And one's at 10 o'clock for the old folks that don't want to stay up too late because it's got to be midnight somewhere. And then there's another one at 12 p.m. for the folks that want to stick around and just have a good time.
Weather permitting, they bring a Ferris wheel down.
Yeah, yep, there is a Ferris wheel, yep.
And then there's always fireworks going off.
But I love the fact that they do the two drops.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
I always think, well, it's 12 o'clock in Boston, so that's good enough for me.
Yeah. But. Well, Robert, and maybe there's families with children that,
kids,
you know, at 10 o'clock we need to get home and get the kids to bed. But.
And there's lots of things for the kids to do on the street, too. The street will be closed off, so it's a very much a family-friendly event.
Yeah, no, I thank you for bringing that to our attention and making sure people are aware of that great event that marks the end of our year, and it's a lot of fun. And I like you, appreciate the fact that there's two boot drops. I've been to the 10 o'clock one.
Yeah,
so
that's cool.
That's nice. Anything else with the boot drop, Robert, that you want to mention?
Not that. That's it with the boot drop. I have a lot of other. I'm looking at this huge sheet of things.
Well, go ahead and there's some people in town that maybe aren't aware of some of these other events that you could mention.
I'll run through a few of them, and I'll go. And I won't go backwards this time. You know, we already talked about New Year's Eve, 2020 coming up, but this is before 2020. The Holiday Light Parade is kind of the kickoff. We talked about November 30th, Saturday. And that's at 6 o'clock, and that's actually the same day as Shop Small Saturday. So come on down and do your shopping, hang around town, come on down to the visitor center. I'll have booklets there for discounts at a lot of the different shops downtown. And then you can stick around for the Holiday Light Parade. So again, that's November 30th, downtown at 6. Walk through Bethlehem has been a long time tradition in the Prescott area. And that's December 4th through the 8th, and that's at the American Lutheran Church. And I forget how many years they've been doing this, but a long, long time. And it's like live theater. Scott talked about a little bit from the Prescott Center for the Arts. These are local folks that do live theater, and they perform it all the time, and it's a free event. So walk through Bethlehem, December 4th through the 8th, American Lutheran Church. Going down the list again, of course, our 37th annual Christmas parade downtown, Saturday, December 7th at 1 o'clock, followed by the courthouse lighting at 6 p.m. And right after that, Frontier Village is kind of a hometown tradition. And that's how Christmas was celebrated way back when at Charlotte Hall Museum. And that's following the courthouse lighting on Saturday, December 7th.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned the Charlotte Hall Museum. That's a great frontier Christmas over there that people need to get over there and see.
It's fun to see how people actually celebrated Christmas back in the, I guess it probably goes back to the 1600s.
Can't imagine.
Well, we need to take another break, guys, and we'll be right back with Talk of the Town after these messages.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
This is Ted Guttle. Along with my brother Adam, we have a great time doing these radio ads, but we are dead serious when it comes to keeping you cool in the summer and warm in the winter. At Guttle's, your comfort is no laughing matter, and not only do we insist on using the best quality parts and equipment, but also the most highly trained and skilled workers. No cutting corners, no overselling, just doing what's right for you. That's a promise we've kept since 1987.
Don't settle. Get Guttle's High Desert Mechanical in the Prescott area. Call 772-2751.
Hi, Bruce. Are you waiting for the Verde Links?
Yes, I'm going to Grandma's for Thanksgiving.
Where does she live?
Over the river and through the woods. The horse knows the way to carry the sleigh through the white and drifting snow.
What horse and what sleigh?
Gotta go, Rudy. Here's my sleigh.
I don't see a sleigh, but I'm looking at a turkey. Happy Thanksgiving, Bruce.
You too, Rudy.
With Cottonwood Area Transit, you can go anywhere in the Verde Valley. For information, visit ride-cat.com.
Prescott Brewing Company's 25th annual November Sausage Month starts November 1st and runs all month long. Think a hot link sausage hoagie with peppers and onions, jalapeno cheddar smoked sausage, hot Italian sausage served over rotini with PBC's specialty spinach pesto, and jambalaya with andouille and shrimp over hot right rice. A different entree each week of the month. At only $13.99, you can enjoy all four. Stop in any time for a great meal and great beer. Prescott Brewing Company, Prescott's hometown brewery for over a quarter of a century.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reprographics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reprographics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the city of Prescott, Greg Mangarelli.
Welcome back, everybody. We're wrapping up the show here with our last segment with Scott and Robert, talking all things events around Arizona's Christmas City. Well, it's been a fun show, guys. We've talked about a lot of events. Robert, just maybe a couple more things that we didn't get in the last segment that people should know about.
Sure, Greg. We do have some other events. There's a lot of them, but I'll just go through a few of them. A longtime traditional event would be the world's largest gingerbread village, and that's during the whole holiday season, and it's open 24/7, and that starts right after Thanksgiving, and it's going to be at the Prescott Resort and Conference Center. And like I said, it's open 24/7, so you can go up there anytime you want. So, and that's a blast to see what kids do, chefs do in the town to make these gingerbread villages. So that's a lot of fun. So that 24/7, any night. So any day, any night. Another longtime tradition is the Valley of Lights, and that's in Prescott Valley. And that is a drive-through light display, and there's thousands and thousands and thousands of lights on that. That's a definitely go-to, and that starts Thanksgiving night, and that runs all the way through on December 31st. So go on out to the Valley of Lights in Prescott Valley. Just follow the soldier. They always have a soldier standing on the street guiding you in.
Well worth it.
All lit up. It's a blast.
Yeah, thanks for mentioning that. Well, those are great events. So we just have about a minute and a half here, Robert. You work with the Visitor Center. Pretty amazing what happens there at the Chamber of Commerce. Give us a little overview.
Sure. Yeah, we're a pretty busy center. We average about 35,000 people a year that come through our doors that we know of. We're open 7 days a week on the weekends, Saturday, Sundays. We handle folks from all over the country that are coming through Prescott, Arizona on their way to the Grand Canyon and up north. I had some folks from Spain the other day. A lot of people from Canada and a lot of people from Australia all of a sudden. So we're pretty busy here at the Visitor Information Center, and you can find a lot of events and what we do at the Visitor Center by going to our website at www.prescott.org or the City of Prescott tourism site, which is really good for events too, alongside ours at www.visit-prescott.com.
Well, that's great. I wish we had more time to talk about the Visitor Center, but I do appreciate you giving us an overview, Robert, and thank you both for your work there at the Chamber of Commerce with events and all the great things happening in our city. We're grateful for your work, so thanks for being on the show.
You're welcome, Greg.
Well, that's all we have for today. I want to thank Kendall and Scott and Robert for being on the show. I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving and wish you all the best as the holidays approach this holiday season. I'm Prescott Mayor Greg Mangarelli, and thanks for listening to Talk of the Town.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Cottonwood Area Transit, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reprographics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.